Yedeira Torah Manshta Yutes Shvat Toshin Ein Zayin Rabbi Yossi Chazal.
Good morning. The Altar of Nevardok in the Sefer Madregas HaOdom tells a Moiridik, a very profound, deep Maisa. I don't know if it's real or apocryphal, but it's Kvaldik. It's Kvaldik in Everyone knows that in your history, Varsha was notorious, and say renowned, for its kind of pickpocket Yiddish, or Gefell. So they tell a story about the Varsha of Ganovin. A businessman came to town, and apparently he had a bit of a shady reputation, Yiddish, a man of Yashus. And the Varsha of Ganovin came to him with a deal. They printed in a counterfeit printer, printing press, Rublach. Bank notes, 100,000 rubles worth, a fortune amount to go. And they're willing to sell him the $100,000, and they'll sell it to him for $30,000. So the guy can make go back to your shtetl, you can get an absolute killing. The fellow said, how do I know it's legit, and how do I know I won't be caught red-handed, right? No problem. Here are the notes. Take any amount you want. Go to any bank, any bureau of exchange. Go to any person who's a maven and ask them if you could discern whether this is real or counterfeit. Okay, the guy's a businessman, a Yiddish cup. He takes a bunch of notes from here, there, and everywhere. He goes to the bank, he goes to the bureau of exchange, he goes to the maven, they scan it, all the fanciest machines, whatever they had in those days. Everyone gives him resh, they give him change. It's mamish, no one has any skepticism, any sveikus, that it's over l'asecher. Okay, so the businessman goes, he gives the 30,000 rubles to the Ganovim. The Ganovim give him the 100,000 pounds of counterfeit. He's going, Mark, the Simchov, to Vlevov, he's going to all his life's problems, his seven daughters, everything is, his life is already Barsha. He's an easy street. As he's leaving town, Varsha, suddenly the policemen come to him. Stop. We have inside information, a tip-off that you have counterfeit bills. He starts shaking. They look. Oh, it's counterfeit. They come, and they said, the emes is al pichok. We should send you, as a counterfeiting is like a terrible crime. You should be either hanging from the gallows, or you will send you to Siberia for 40 years, to a gulag. Oh, but hey, so you have a clean slate, the first time, nothing on your record. We're just going to send you away with a warning. If you ever do this again, is achas dos. The Yid now is bagrovin, 30,000 rubles of hard-earned money. Right? He's going home, baruch Hashem, someone's looking after him, he's alive. He tried to pass off this counterfeit money, but he's happy to be home, he's here. What he didn't realize was that the Ganovim, the policemen who stopped him, were also part of the Ganovim. They knew where he lived, they were handling with him. And Vaita, what he didn't realize was they didn't give him the counterfeit bills. They gave him 100,000 rubles of kosher yelt. However, he thought he was doing a shady, underhanded, illegal deal. So he was batuach that it's counterfeit. When the police stopped him and took away the money, he was so happy just to get out of their life. And the moral of the story is a very deep moral. In this week's parasha, we re-experience Matan Torah. And it says in Sfas Emes and Sforim HaKadoshim, from the every Yid is be'emes amamin, amamina b'dayam, even a kal shebekalim, as Alter Rebbe says, and Tanya, and Rei Soscher writes, a kal shebekalim, push comes to shove, up against the wall, is moyser nefesh, al kidish moyisbar. Nervos. We begin to lose faith in ourselves, and therefore the emuna wanes. If we realize that we have the real McCoy, the genuine article, right? Then a Yid will be able to be oimid in every nisoyan that the Yetzirah brings to us. We doubt in our own, in the kedusha of our neshamas, which were there by Matan Torah. The emes that says in Sforim, I say every year, that the kriya is meireres hazman. It's a beautiful story. I think I've told you in the past that Achman Tzivke Rebbe told over a maisa which is recorded from the Sadeger Rebbe, once said Yutis Kislev, which is the yahrzeit of the Magid of Mezrich, that the Magid of Mezrich, the Baal Shem Tov's successor in his youth, was a Melamed Dardig, a teacher, a cheder. And he taught a group of children. It came to Parshas Yisri. He put such passion and fervor in that he was a holy person. And he asked the children after he was metayer lefi chazal, oh, what happened at my Har Sinai? He asked them, you remember that you stood at the foot of Har Sinai? No, we don't remember. And again, he chazed over exactly what happened at my Har Sinai. And the children finally, Rebbe Mergedenken, and they were enveloped with fear and trepidation from the Kibbutz of Rachim Vayecher Gahar, except for one boy. After repeated efforts, he doesn't remember nothing. And the Maggid said, "Is the Charaya that Mistamble Omdu Ragli Avoyisav Har Sinai, that is Nichras Menashayrish." And the end Nebuch, this one student, Nebuch, was Meimir Das Yisrael. He left the fold, as they say. And one of the Talmidim in that Kitu testified to this, later grew up to become the famed Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. So the Rachman Sifka Rebbe touched based on the story that the Sadegei Rebbe said, that's right, the Kriya is Ba'ireres Hazman, the Tachlis is that when you read Parshas Yisrael, you should relive and re-experience the Zikoran that all of us have subliminally in our neshama, to remember what Maimon Har Sinai was. There were tzaddikim, this the Chayver brings, it's brought in Kamar and Hegel Brochens for him, that's about Rizal, and the Vashemtiv. It's always been cool by the Devri Cheskel, the Shinov, that went to his father 1 year, Parshas Yisrael, the sons. They heard the Koilus of Rokim and the whole theophany. We're not in that Madrigal. Obrayit has emunah. Hayoyim hazeh, says Rashi Bobin Bar Sinai. Bechol yoyim etzri chadoshim. We say, v'esa eschem al kanfei neshorim. Why kanfei neshorim? The Avodah Yisrael, the Kodesh of the Maggid, brings from Levi Yitzchak of Berditchitz, who's Yogan Leinam, here you take a word. A nesher, Chazal bring, a nesher sheds its nuts, its what do you call it? Its feathers. Every year.
10 years.
Whatever. And we have a pasuk in Tehillim, Tzchadesh k'nesher n'roichi, right? There's actually a medrash that there's a type of nesher, I don't know what it's called in English, but when it gets old, it renews, it rejuvenates, it goes, it's youth, right? And in other words, every year when it comes, Parshas Yisroi, one has to makabel teira michavsh. A fakeret that's brought in Imri Yosef and the Spinka, in the name of the Tchoyver, I've said this before, Kim Lumami, right? That this twice a year we read Parshas, but the actual Maimon Har Sinai, the events, twice, Parshas Yisroi, this week, and Shus, which is greater. So we know the pasuk says in this week's Parshas, Har Sinai Kule, Oshon Kule. Oshon, said in Sfor, I'm not going to explain this now, it stands for, in the Trikun, Olam Shana Nefesh. You can Ma'ir Kedusha in a person, in time, or in space. Which is greatest? Nefesh. Then there's Zman, and there's Mokim. So when a Yid is Ma'oirer, Kabbalah Satoira, Matan Torah, Bivchinas Nefesh, that we read Kriya Satoira, it's even greater, you achieve more, you bring down more Kedusha, more Ores, etc., than even Shuas. Shuas, everyone goes crazy, Achor, 49 Dachonis. The Emes, it says in Sforum, that the Shabbos Parshas Yisroi is even greater than Shuas. V'horayah. You're not going to be a genius to work it out. The Trevor brings a simple riot. What is the Aftayra for Parshas Yisroi? Yishayo. The Maisim are Kovah from Yishai. And on Shavuos, what do you read? The Maisim are Kovah from Yechezkel. So I ask you folks, which is greater? The Nevuah of Yishai or the Nevuah of Yechezkel? The Gemara in Chagigah. Yeshayah saw the Maisim Erkova keben krach, like a city man, and in Yecheskel saw it keben kfar, like a farmer. Right? Al pi Arizal, the Arizal brings, based on its good Zoyer, Yeshayah saw in Olam Habriya, and Yecheskel saw in Olam Yitzir, a lower one. So if the Haftarah was always in a Parsha, you read a higher Madrega in Parshas Yisroi, then Shavuos is the Charaya that the Kedusha, which is Nimstruch, the Kriya Me'eres Hazman, which is Kedusha B'Nefesh, is higher even than Chag HaShavuos. Well, just parenthetically, before I even begin to share, let me just add a vort. That's why, Kim Dumani, we read every year Parshas Yisroi in the weeks of Shoivavim, which is a Tshuva, which, by the way, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Gimashri and Asim Enishma. Because it's a continuation. Parshas Yisroi is the continuation of till you get the Torah, you're still in your own Mitzrayim. And what do we know about the month? We're now the most of Shavuot is the month of Shvat. What do we know about Shvat? Right? B'shivim Loshen. So Shirim says, why in Shivim Loshen? It was a remes. Moshe says all this form El Kol Yisroel. Say this form to every Yid Al Sof Kol Adiris. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks Chodesh Shvat, And therefore, the Chidushim says, "B'shivim loshim." Even when Yidden are in Golus under the 70 nations of the world, Moshe Rabbeinu is still speaking to us. And in the Lech of Aliva from Ram Shorzal, he says the words, "Es HaTorah Zois is Begimashria Ois Pris Kodesh," which is a tikkun of Shoyim, which also it says in Pasuk Vayisyatzfu, where? Besachtesar is also Begimashria Torah Zois, where if you're Zois, then you come to the next Pasuk in Mishlei, which is also the same Begimashria, Eirechem and Bimina Vesmol Oshavikom. So all of this you could tap into this Shabbos. Why is that? Like I said before, Olam Shana Nefesh. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Pei Vov, Heichidam Etshuva, Ba'yusei Isha, Ba'yusei Mokim, Ba'yusei Zman. Which is a tikkun in Asha, Olam Shana Nefesh. Ba'yusei Isha, Ba'yusei Zman, Ba'yusei Mokim. Tshuva is Begimatria, Zman, Mokim, Nefesh, he writes. And who is the Shevet of the month of Shvat? Number 11, Hulo. Anyone out there? Oh my God. After all these years, no? Usher. Yeah? The Gimachi of Usher is 501, which Gimachi of Oilam Nefesh. In other words, through Kabbalah Satayra, reading what? Reading Parshas Matan Torah, our Kabbalah Satayra, Michodosh, the Schadosh Kinesh Neroichi, that's Mashpia Tshuva, even on the Bechin of Oilam and Cho. Okay. Hello, you with me? Okay. That's a chmir. I'm just saying a hashor, that this all is connected besach the sahor. There's something powerable. Just by the way, parenthetical, let me just add mashkiach to the Meir Tikvot. Someone once asked him, what is pshat that the Yidden were besach the sahor? What does besach sahor mean? Rashi means to berush. Right? Rashi, l'fi pshutoi beragli ahor. At the foot of the mountain, the bottom of the mountain. The Fi Midrash, says Rashi, Nitvish Harbim, Kayim and Kafalayim, as you all know from the Gemara Shabbos, Kavhagis. So someone asked the Mashgiach, how could both Kvotim Elu Ve'elu, how could they both be correct? So he said a Muridi Gemara, that's a Derech, but it's a Tifa word, right? It says the Derech of Apikursim, Rabbi Doctors, whatever, is they believe only in Pshat. As I've said many times, Pshat, scramble the letters, you get the word Tipish. There is pshat, ain't mikra the b'shuta. But if you only have pshat, you're a tibish. So the Erev Rav, the Am, the Pchusim, they were takel, if you pshuta, in their world, the pshat, the sakhs were in the bottom. If you believe in Chazal, you're connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, then the pshat is, the mountain was uplifted, it became a chupas chasanim, as Chazal said, kalas Moshe, like a chosin and kala, you were married, all the inyonim and all the Dar and drashas of the chosin were given to us at Har Sinai. Depends on your vantage point. But there's something to learn from the concept of tachtis ahor. I want to just elaborate on this nekud. Behektiv. There's a mission. You don't got to be a genius to know. Every five-year-old knows. Beginning of Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibul Torah misin. Everybody asked the $64,000 question, Moshe got the Torah from Sinai or Moshe got the Torah from the Rabbeinu Shul? At worst, at least say Moshe kibul Torah b'Sinai. It was Meisinai, and there's hundreds of Pirushim, Anov, etc. I saw a new pshat from the Vina Rov, which I like very much. I'm just putting together a bunch of Vertla from different places. I'm putting it in one chart. But take the word Torah, Tav Vov Resh Hei. What is the letter in the Chav Beis Asen Raisa before Tav? And before a Vov, a Hei. And before a Resh, a kuf. And before a hey, a dalit. What do you got? Kedusha. The Hakdama to Torah. When is Torah valuable? When is Torah Poel Pulosam? When the Torah first, you precede the learning of the Torah with Kedusha. The Reish is Chachma Diras Hashem. Which is why when we were told as a little child, every blot in Shah, every Maseft in Shah starts with Daf Beis. Chumash starts with Beis, because the Aleph is the Alufish of the Abish. Without the Abish, it's the Gorch. But you need Kedusha first. And therefore, before Matan Torah could be effected, there had to be two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Prisha and the mitzvah of Hagbol. Which, in other words, you cannot come to Maimon Har Sinai without these mitzvahs of Prisha and Hagbol. What is Prisha? Tadish Atzvacha b'mutrulach, the person shouldn't be in the novel Bershus HaTorah. Or is Rashi simply Taish Komokim Shatam Oitzei? Geder Kedushatam, Geder Ervatam Oitzei Kedusha. The operative word here is not when you see people who are misrachik from, who are not sitting, not succumbing to Erva, to Averis. The vort rash, the critical vort here is what? Geder. A geder means that a person, this is crucial to the whole parasha, central theme, a person has to make a fence around the aveir. Schar, schar, amir, right? The karma chol yisikruv. You have to make fences, because otherwise, invariably, sooner or later, a person will be nishma. And therefore, the pasuk says, he repeats the response of the Eden to the Abishter, right? And he repeats the Abishter's challenge to call Yisrael. They all say, Kol Echod, Vayomer Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nase V'Nishma. And the Diyukim are Yudu. I'm not getting involved in the problems, right? What is this Kol Divrei Hashem? He tells the nation all the words that says Rashi, simple person. What are the Kol Divrei Hashem? The mitzvahs of Prisha and Hagbol. When that's that, the Eden respond to these this challenge, Nase, by keeping the mitzvah of Prisha and Hagbola, the Balta, Zahar, Viki Dashbari, that's going around Hahor. That's also cooked, right? Through the Nase, then you come to be able to be Zeichet to Nishma. If you don't have Kedusha before, you won't be able to appreciate, to understand Torah. But it's irrelevant. But this, what difference does that make? Think about it. Hello? And therefore it's brought, it's for a Magdalishim, right? Vayar, afterwards, Vayar kol o'om, Vayar o'om, Vayanu, Vayamdu mirach. Vayar means not just they saw with their eyes, they understood. They understood we're now getting Tayrak Doisha. Tayrak Doisha is Aruchamir, it's Midruch of a Miniyom. It's a very big burden. It's a responsibility, right? Vayanu. They were Pasha trembled. Mi Yachol Lamed Be'elah. Who could say in himself, I can accept, you know, with all Tayrak mitzvahs, I won't be Nichshol, Mashav, Zibur, Maisa, whatever. Right? So what did they do? Vayamdu. To be Mamid Kal Yisrael, they're able to keep the Torah. Is meirochin when a yid makes harchokus gedorim as tight up the rough tight to of Yisrael, when he makes these harchokus, these gedorim, then he's able to be mafzik maimed. You look and put him yof as the ganzar richus that this is the inyan of whatever the v'nafal mimeno amrov. If you have samach and amem together is what. I know that also. What was it? Sam, you guys are too into gematria. You're out of your mind. Samach and Mem, right? Hello? Sam means a potion, a medicine. The Gemara says, Zocho, if a person has Kedusha, Torah becomes a Samachayim. Loi Zocho. We're always very, very scared of people who have sudden overnight conversions. Yesterday you were in the Memtesh Aritumah, and today you're already Atzeres Gimatria Keser. That's why there's 620 letters in Atzeres Dibris. Yechap Malach. When you, anything, I've said 100 times, there was an opera singer who once said, there are no shortcuts to any place in life worth going. One of my favorite quotes. What I tell my children all the time, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Right? If you want to come and have a dimachzik mind, which we dover hamamid, that doesn't fall, you have to hold it. You can't, and anything that comes easy, easy come, easy go. And we're scared that the Torah can chas v'shalom be the opposite of a samachayim. Therefore, there's the nunim in between, which is to protect you. Therefore, in the alphabet, the nun comes between the samach and the mem as a protection. There shouldn't be chas v'shalom and a fila. It should be fakir, a protection. And that's pshat. Moshe kibel Torah. We're dealing here in Pirkei Avos and merely the Chassidusa, things that are beyond, over and above the letter of the law, right? Moshe kibel Torah by learning the lesson of Hagbola, the mitzvah of Hagbola by Sinai, boundaries, right? Not to go further. And based on this, you're going to send the Hemshech, having Mesunim Badin. If you're Chochom, you have to think out what are the consequences, what are the repercussions. Then be the Talmidim Harbe. How can I ensure the Titans Forum Akhtashim that the Talmidim, not many Talmidim, but the Talmidim is a long bleiben Talmidim. They should remain Talmidim. They shouldn't be today and tomorrow they're Mamakdiach Tafshili Berabim. The answer is Vasus Yog Vatayr. Dafka the Siyogis, the Gedorim, that's what protects, that's what gives Kal Yisroel. That's the connection between Moshe Kibbutayra, Mi Sinai. Derech Agav, in the midst of Hagbol, I've said this once, I think, before, you just read the Psukim. I never, as a little school child, I never understood. You have this whole, the greatest event in the history of mankind. Right? The har is on fire. It's shuckling, it's trembling, it's quivering. Right? There's a kol shofar. The whole world is upside down. The Eibishter has become coming down to Har Sinai. First and last time, and never will even Mashiach come. There will never be such a maimed as Har Sinai. Yeah? Mamish, 1 second to midnight, mitzvah, the Eibishter Moshe, great raid, go down, and tell the people the mitzvah of Hagbol. Couldn't all this have been done a bit before? It's like very. Does it bother you? The drama, that's rolling, it's happening, yeah? But the whole stop, all of a sudden the whole drama stops, right? Go tell the people about the mitzvah of Hagbol. And what does Moshe answer when the Eibush tells us? I have to go down again. I already told them. The people can't go up the mountain because I already have to say, you already warned us that you shouldn't go up. And you don't really find that the Eibishter responded to Moshe's seemingly a richtige taina. No? Think about it. Hello? If you're filming. You're a make video, yeah? Could you imagine videoing Har Sinai? Or your mom is like, it's come down. Oh, you know? Hello? Now, what's happening here? So the emes is a beautiful, the word from Shlevi, the Talmud Rebbe speaks about it. It's a very simple, beautiful word. Chazal say, l'mashal, on the pasuk, l'yisucha lechel b'sharecha. Right? The emes is, Chazal say, you can, but you're not allowed to. Aber for a person on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll soon discuss at length, when the Eibishter says something, it's not just thou shall or thou shall not, a tzivui. It's a reality. It's a mitzias. That became the mitzias. I'll give you a mashal. I'll give you two examples, two simple examples. There was a big, famous gerach chassid called Rabbi Tzion Ostrom. He was a chassid of the Kutzker, and then he was a chassid of the Reb Henoch, and then of the Klisharim, then of the Sosemes, and he was the Rebbe of the taught the Emri Emes. He went through generations, mamish. So he once said it was a summer day, a long day, and he was walking in the outskirts of the city, Ostrom. And he met the Rav of the city, who later became the Rav Yossel of Amshinov, a famous Rav. But then he was Rav. And he asked him this question, well, Yuchel, Moshe says, we cannot go up the mountain. So he says, once in Pshischa, the Chevra Kaddish of holy Jews sitting in Pshischa by the feet of Rebbe Rabinim, whatever, and they ran out of money. And they were mamish, there was a great lachat. That was the essen. For Zaytik and Pshischa, they weren't great meisters. Right? There was nothing to eat. And they were pushed like in a bad way. Suddenly they heard Ashkocha Protis, Rebbeke Praga. You heard Rebbeke Praga? Never went to Varsha Beskoy, the biggest, most fanciest. His wife was called Temeril. You don't know the history. The history of Eden and Poland. Berke and his wife Temeril, they were the one who supported all the tzaddikim and all the courts, etc. The Rabbinim and all the whatever, Kotsk, etc. So a shliach is coming from Berke, right? That means it's dying Yehudim. They're dying guilt on Hashem. So the Chevra were talking about, Baruch Hashem, the Yeshua has come. There's a shliach coming from Berke. The Kotzker heard it. He said, gave a spit on the floor. Feh, guilt. They were like the slide. They gave like a bespin. Right? And he said for weeks he couldn't look at a Tzura Samapay afterwards. Al Derech had the famous story that the Sfas Emes, when he was a little boy, his Zayda, the Chisharim, took him to Kutsk. And Kutsk was a Hefkerel. You can imagine where Kutsk, I don't know if you know anything. Like, that place is on wheels. Mitamol, the Shamas comes into the Bismedish and he's like bemoaning the fact a Ganav broke in the house, the Rebbe, the Chotzer, and he stole the Becher, Zilver Becher. So like everyone, the whole tumult, the stolen up his becher. Like, so the Gabbai said, the Mashamar says, like, what do you expect? It's not a Pella. The place is Hefker here. Suddenly the Kovsker opens the door. Hefker, stately signif. And the Chassas Emma said, when he heard the Kovsker say the words, Lee signif, he went Moses in the whole Indian, when Shayat and Gel, he was out of the world. In other words, by holy people who say things, right, and the Mekablam are holy people, it makes a Rishon B'Nefesh that Leisuchal means you cannot. And that was the Madrega of Moshe. The Sasema says, therefore, by Moshe was already, since he heard all Taryag mitzvahs from Biagvura, he really was Mushal from Bechira as we know it. It was not Shayach to sin, because he heard from the Abishra. Kal Yisrael heard Anoich Veliyach. If you read this, right? But Moshe can't say, why do I have to go down and tell them again the mitzvah of Hagbol? We already said it. Right? The Panam Yafis argues Musul Davar Kalev and Musul Davar Chomer. Right? But once you heard that, it should be so ingrained in you that it's not Shayach to have it. The Eberster says, Leicherid. It's also getting fine for Moshe Rabbeinu Rayanahen. Glad that it may be fine for Jews as they're standing at Har Sinai and Pesach Zohar also. Aber the Eberster knows the future, as they see this. And Yidin will not remain on this level, therefore you have to warn them again, Bishas Maises Chazal say. But the point is, getting back Nachshol, that's why you have to warn them again. But by Tzadikim, the warning actually creates a reality. Torah creates a reality. But in order that a person shouldn't fall, because the Yidin themselves internally were not on this Madriga, the mitzvah of Hagbalah Bekitzer teaches us the importance of making boundaries. Vayanu vayamdu mirochit havarchokus, do things that you shouldn't come there. This is also the connection. Where did the Yidin come from Har Sinai? What was the previous stop on the itinerary? Vayisu mirfidim, and they came to Har Sinai. What happened in Rafidim? No, what event happened in Rafidim? What went on there? If memory serves me correctly, when they went to Rafidim, there was a war of Amalek. Yeah? What is the connection between Amalek and Rafidim and leaving Rafidim, Betshuva, and coming to Har Sinai? Chazal say in Sifri, Ein Rafidim Elo Loshen Rifyun Yudayim. Sherofu Yudeya Midivrei Torah, they became upkeshvach from Torah, and therefore the Sinai came to wage battle. Ask the question, the Rav's brother, Shraga Lemeir, why do we use the expression Rofu Yudeya Midivrei Torah? Upkeshvach learning Torah. How do you learn Torah? With your hands, or your brain, or your mouth? I got that you didn't do the way I knew something to say. Oh, but the Iker Mitzvah that I saw Liman HaTorah, right, is in your head, in your heart, in your mouth. It's not with your hands. Hands are the Jewish, whatever. Okay. You with me, hello? So why the Chazal, when they speak about the Shvachheit in learning, use the expression of Rifin Yudayim? So the Shagla Meir says, based on a Mishnah, Yom HaKavi Namal HaLoimer, Histakel B'Shloisha Dvorim, Ve'in Atabo, Lideyavir. What is Lideyavir? The pshat is a yid has to make a yad, like have a yad on a keli. That's the kli. That the yad is how you grab it, right? A yid has to make a yad to mitzvah saseyin and a yad to stay away. A chokah. The chassidus pshat. This room is namely melech. The chassidus always said ki b'makli avarti es hayardein hazeh. So the chassidus pshat. Keep in makli, when a yid is makel in gedorim, in siyogim, in chumris, that already is the cause of avart. When what does the Gemara say in Shabbos? Wukachi dakesh liyitzahora, hayoyim oimer leasei kach, umacha oimer leasei kach, until he comes lecha. He doesn't tell you, but say, Elohi, go and convert to become a Buddhist. Tell him, get lost, right? Do a mitzvah, do an avashtikal, chokash, and then he got you in his whatever. By the way, there's a pshat I saw in the Olish Shem. Zolchus that he heard from his father. That's pshat. The Gemara says, "Hayoyim Omer Le'ase Kach." Omer the Kach is Daker Yitzhara. Therefore, the pasuk said in this week's parasha before Matan Torah, "V'kidashtem Hayoyim Emocher." Remember how the Yitzhara works. He works Hayoyim Kach and Mocher Kach. V'kidashtem Hayoyim Emocher. This is Mamish Susayim. Gorgeous pshat. Mamish Meirizik. Right. That is a fact. By the Mialdis, Vaterena Mialdis is Likim, Voyosur, Melamed, with Rashi Brichazalte, Shetovon the Dvara Veira, finish the sentence. Doesn't say, he was telling them for an Aveira, for Snus. It doesn't say, Veloy Ovru, Veloy Nitbu. They didn't hear it. They didn't. They weren't. Not that they overcame this. They weren't seduced. It's a gate that's not right. You have to work out. Not that you don't sin. You have to work out even before, and otherwise, inevitably, the Eter will chop you. There's a pshat. There's a story that the Rebbe told. The real that he heard from his father, who was Yontif. Heard from his the Rebbe Zayd, the Yitzchak Lev, Murid to Ma'isa Mavel, Mamish Mavel. Their elder Zayda, the Yitzchak Moshe, right, had an uncle who was a tzaddik and a kodesh and a big talmud chacham v'chul v'chul. And he lived, 100 years before the whatever, a long time before the Yitzchak Moshe. And he was living in the time of Shabtai Tzvi, Shem Rishonim. And one day he was suddenly maharher b'libay, efshar farta d'garech. Because in those days, he started thinking about it. Suddenly his wife comes to him, Zebizim, also a holy Jewess. Just vos epis, suddenly you became makil in different things, different chumras that you kept attached. Example, what did he become of the cow? He always used to wash his hands at the Suda between the fish and the flesh. Kiminig. You see, Rebbe's do today, whatever. And he stopped doing it. Could you show me anywhere up here, every year, Mechuyev to wash his hands? I'm telling you, no. But he had a minig of whatever, to wash his hands between the dogim and the balls. And suddenly he decided it's unnecessary, it's redundant, it's whatever. And he stopped it. So his Rebbe says, queries, why Mitamol did you stop it? So he's Mahara believably. And he made a Cheshbon HaNefesh. When did I stop this Chumrah of washing between the flesh and the fish and the flesh? Dafka, when I started thinking, maybe that guy is right. Is the Charaya, it's Minus, right? And Minus is Teufis because of Machshova, Makoyev Beliba. Therefore, he gathered his whole shul, his whole congregation, and he told them, he was misvaded the story, that he had this machshava in his mind, and he suddenly realized he was toya, right? And the Gemara said, there's only one way to do tshuva for minus, right? Off with your head. And if you pass away, then it's a raya that your tshuva is in this kabul. And he started giving a musa drasha, whatever, and he just shava chayim l'chol chay, mamish imitin the drasha. And everyone saw that Minashamayim, that Machshava, suddenly was this chaper, and he went straight to Gadik. So Muri to Gemaisa. Right? That's that. When does Amalek come? Amalek is the Yetzer Hara. Amalek is the Nochash. You know, but Esav it says, Ish Yedei Atzayit. What does the Targum say?
Nachshir.
That means it says there was engraved, what do you call it, tattooed on his yerech, on his thigh, a snake. Because the nochash is the Amalek, Esav, that is the nochash akadmoyin. What do we know about the nochash akadmoyin? Chazal say, they asked the nochash, why are you always motzi bein hagdorim? By the fences, that's where he hangs out. Because I was hoiris gidrishal oilam, and therefore his habitat is amongst the fences. Right? How does the Yetzer Hara work? It destroys, it pierces in the Gedorim, in the Chuyma of Kedusha. Right? And therefore, who is the personification of this Nachash? Amalek. Amalek, who brings Krirus and Tumah and everything, he does the same method as the Nachash. What happened? It says in Ovis Rav Nosson, on the Mishnah, the beginning of Perkei Ovis, Vasyu Siag L'Teira. The Abish said, don't eat the fruit. And Adam made a gather, a siog. Don't touch it. Which was fine. And Abish also brings a whole list of, biblical figures who made siog. The only problem is, as before, it says afterwards, you add too much, you have kol ha'moysef gereya. That means when you're moysef is siog, and you consider the siog as if it's menatayr. And you don't differentiate, that also is greater than the fall of Adam Rishon. But to make a siyog in itself, Chazal say, it's Avot Rav Nosson, is a gavaldi madrega. And Amalek, alias Nochosh, alias Yitzhahora, alias whatever name he's going, whatever, he is the one who's maharas these gedor, these pirates these gedor. And I thought to myself, the whole world, everyone tells us on the Rashi. Beginning of the Spash, Vayishma, Yisrael, Koyin Midian, Ma, Shmua, Shama, Ubo. Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Hamukim. Everyone, there's 100 kashas here. There's 1,001 nisim that took place. The pasuk says, why does Rashi tell us on these two particular miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Hamukim? And based on Kol Hanalei, perhaps one could say Pshat Hazoi. Yisrael was a believer. Yeah, he got his moisture nefesh for his belief in Hashem. It's that, as we all know. What motivated him to join Kol Yisrael? He's sitting there in Midland, b'chvoydei shel olam. Mashmu Hashem ubo kriyas yamsuf. Why was there a kriyas yamsuf? Hayom ro vayonos. I said 1,000 times the famous Medrash Chazal. Ma ro. What did the sea see? That it split. Adroini shel Yosef. Here it says Hayom ro vayonos. By Yosef it says vayazi bigdei biyodo vayonos. So Rabbi Avraham Shor is medayik. It doesn't say that the yam split in the schus that Yosef wasn't nichshul with Eishes B'Difer. The Kriyas Yamsuf was in the schus of Vayonos. He ran away, as Rechaim Frulevit says in Zichus Musar, if you're running away from fire, if you realize that an Aveira is fire, you don't just relax days ago, you run. Right, the schus of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Vayam Rav Ayonos, was in the schus of Ayonos that he ran away. There's gedurim in Iraq. Chazal say there is a medrash which says that the Sari Gates Horror, the Sashal Yam, whomever tied it to the Eibishter by Kriyas Yamsuf, Halolo Ev Devei Dezara, Yidden don't deserve it. Said the Eibishter, you know, I'm going to make Kriyas Yamsuf for Yidden, right? I have a taina, I'm going to send you Eiv. Where does Eiv come in the picture? The Gemara says about Basra, Eiv was Ish, was a Yireli kid, right? What's in Gefelt? The difference between Eiv and Avram Avinu was, Avram Avinu kept Gidorim and Siogin, and Eiv kept Teir and Mitzvahs, but nothing else. He's a Jew who keeps letter of the law. I don't want to, I can put it in modern idiom, but I don't want to. You figure it yourself. He keeps what's right, but.
He works the rule.
What? He works the rule. Asher Alkein, the Ebersha said, in what schus did Yin go out of Mitzrayim? The famous Meshach Chochma, the Meir Simcha. They did a lot of bad things. Nervos. They had Gidorim. Things which are not proper. You go to your local Orthodox rabbi, you'll find 101 at Teir. But because of the siyogim that Yidin, the Mishmeres, the Mishmarti, that Yidin took upon themselves voluntarily, and that's why, says Rav Meir Simcha, the whole Yontif of Pesach is connected to siyogim. The Torah gives you siyogim, chumris, etc., etc., etc. Chazal give you more chumras. Minig Yisrael, Yiddish Babas give you 100,000 more chumras. Because the whole schus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, was these gedorim for Kedusha. You say, he said, Avram Shor is a Meir Dikavort. Everyone remembers the Gemara in Chulun Daf Zayin, Repinchas Ben Yor. He comes to Nar Ginoy. And he says, Ginoy, Ginoy, split, I gotta go. So the Nar says, I should split for you. You're going on a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. I was getting fine. Or but you're a suffik ato oisa, suffik I ato oisa. I'm vadai by flowing. This is what the Abish created me. I'm doing ritzayim kayim. Yeah? So he warns him, if you don't split, I'm going to dry you out. What is Taka the Pirchas Ben Yorah's answer? Says the Ishbitzer. Mohiridikavort. He says, my suffik of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer is more choshev than your vadeh. When a yid makes a geder, the lashon of the Chayyus Alavavis is an erlich yid, a chosid, a true Yerushamayim, stays away from 99 sha'arim of heter that he shouldn't be nitshel the one time in Israel. So what you're doing now is this geder is only a suffik. Me yamer that you would be nitshel, me yamer is going to lead to anything bad. But the suffix of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer is more important. It has the power to misyabish the yam. Where did he get this koyach from? That was the schus of Yosef Atadik, who is vayonos, who was able to put this teva in the yam, that the suffix of a yid is bereach, and a suffix of a yid is overrides the koyach of a yam. So you see that both Kriyas Yamsuf and Amolek, right? Is the same Indian of, I learned the lesson of being Goyzer Gzeiros, right? By the way, why is it that Taka some people, Teva B'nai Odom is Tafka, that people do not like these kind of things? They get very, rabbi, who state? Where does they, right? The answer is one of two things. Either a person is a Balgaiva, a Balgaiva is pshat, a person like me, the Libi Cholbi Kirbi, me and David HaMelech are like this, you know, like I don't have Yitzhar. Or alternatively, I know I have a Yetzara, aber I don't appreciate that the Aver is fire. So what are the two elements that bring to Kriyas Yamsuf? Anova and Yira. Therefore, Chazal say, L'chol ha-moira ha-gogl, Sifrei Taiches, that refers to Kriyas Yamsuf, Yir Shemayim. A person Yir Shemayim knows it's fire. And Anova, V'yaminu B'Hashem u'v'moisha avdu, you're kosher to Moisha, the Anov Mikol Odom, then you stay away. That's why the Rafal Hamburger was the Talmud Muvik of the Gro, says on the Pasuk, Chadoshim gam yeshonim doidi tzafantiloch, libi tzafantiloch. This Gemara is an Erev in the Chavalev. This Chadoshim, which is the Gzeiros of Chazal, this Yeshonim in Atayr. Which comes first, the Chadoshim or the Yeshonim? The Pasuk, Chadoshim. Because in order to be Nizar on the Yeshonim, you first have to have the Gzeiros that Chazal added. Right? And this is very much fits to whatever the Chazal say by Shlomo HaMelech when he made two gzeiros, Erev and Atilas Yudayim, Yotzah Baskol, and the voice of his father, Bneiim Chacham Libcha, Yotzah Libcha Oni. Why have these two things? Erevin is a geder. There should be Avos Yisrael. There shouldn't be Lashon Hara. There shouldn't be Sin and Kinan in Kol Yisrael. There should be Erevin to mix. And the Tilas Yodayim, the Gemara said in Soita, someone who eats bread without Tilas Yodayim, Soif Baal Eishesish. Because, you know, the price of our Pinchas Ben Yoyer, Tahara Mevi Lidei Kedusha, right? And Kedusha is Pshat to the geder. Erevin Rashi told us in Chumash. Right? Why did Shlomo HaMelech make these two takonas, these two siyogim? These are full hamburger takonas. I've said many times, Shlomo HaMelech originally was nichsh. In what? What all the noshim heat to his level? Yeah, hello? Do you really think Shlomo HaMelech, the chochum, he called him balruach hakoyvish? He couldn't make a cheshbon and nefesh when he said kriya shalamita to reckon that this behavior is potentially dangerous? If Shlomo HaMelech was not scared that Al-Piraya Al-Fisechel, the wisest man who ever lived, right? There's nothing to worry about. The Chazal say the yud of the word yarb came to the Ebrish to Makatrik. Shlomo is getting rid of me. To which the Ebrish just said, Yoivet Shlomo elef kiyotzibay val yoivet kuitzish. Not the kuitz of a yud will be remembered. That means al pi cheshmin, al pi seichel, logically. And if Shlomo Melech said so, it was not shayach that Shlomo should be turned by his whatever that means. But whatever that means, right? Narvos. The yud of Torah, which is a nitzchi, is mekatrik, and once the Torah said lo yir lo yarbe lo noshim, does gufa cause Shlomo to be nitzchel? When I, you know, I said this many times to you. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chazal said lo yikra lo araner, shema. Rabbi Shmuel ben Lish, I will. I don't want to have it. At the end of the day, Bikesh Lahaklis, he took whatever girsa you accept, and he said, and Kama Gedolim Devechachom. What did Kama Gedolim Devechachom say this for him? It wasn't he's a Tana Liki, Zutu Shemachayim Mason. You know what it means to be a Tana? Hello? Yeah? It was that Shayach that he could be Nikol or Aner, Shabbos, Torah is Magnum Matzla, right? The Chazal said, do not read, and you're a wise guy. Okay, you're going to fall. Does Gufa cause the fall? Because Chazal are Kiveya Mitzias. When the Gemara says, Lakel Goymer Lai, Shloish Shishon Aviyem Echad, and Ibru Beit Et Chodesh, Bezuzal Zeh Achod, Bala Chazal, Toyish Valpeh, or Bala Batim over Mitzias. The Ger Rebbe said, it's brought in Fer Shloim, and many Svar, and Berim Chaim, all over the place. Remember the Gemara in Erevin? Chazal say, a man who falls into Mayim Shein Lemsof, his wife is not Mutter. Because maybe he could be alive. The chance of him being alive, the chance like hair will grow here. Right? However, it's a kama demois, kama, how many billions of shayos and truvas to try to be matir aguna when a mayim shayim himself. Everyone asked the kashuk. Come on. Right? Chazal are so mishumi guna hikilu, you believe in an echod, you believe in AVPA, you believe a goy masiyach vitumai. Right? Mitamol in this incredibly rare case says it's fair shleimah, says it's a melech, The Gay Rebbe said this, the Pemrachim said the name of the Beis Yisrael on the way to Meron, because Chazal brings stories in that same Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, who was in a boat, and he chapped on a daf shel Svina, or a mayor was saved. But if Chazal would have paskened al pi halacha that the wife of this person who's lost, last seen in Mayim Shein himself, is mutter, then the Metzius would be a reality in Teva, that there would be no hope for these people. And therefore Chazal couldn't pasken away. Because Torah creates the reality. And that is the Amolek. Amolek, by the way, is no trikun. Kadesh Atzmecha Mutr Lachet Zedin Sfar HaMakdoshim. I have no time to elaborate. Right? But that is the... And therefore, a lesson to learn is you even have to have Gedur. And if you think you're a wise guy, and Rabbanim say, don't use this and this, whatever. And you're a wise guy, you know what? You'll be Nikshu. Because Chazal will be Kmekatrig on you to be Nikshu. And they're stronger than you in Shemayim. I'll give you an example. There's a word from the Imre Chaim, Moiridik word. It says the Pasuk, "V'atim shemoya tishu bekoyul, v'shemartim es brisi, v'yisun liskula mikol hoanim." So he brings some sforim in the name of the Osher Yeshaya of Rupshitz, the Adam of the first Rupshitz Rebbe. He says, everyone knows, every rabbi in every synagogue, United Synagogue says this word. It's a Chassidish word, Emes. In the Haggad, in the Megillah Shel Esther, in Megillah Esther, especially in Megillah Machag already, right? Haman tells Achashverosh, who are these Jews? Vidoseyem shoynois mikolam. Yeah? Said the Rashi, what is the das, what is the religion of Yidden? To be different shoynois mikolam. And the division of the Rebbe said, Va'ato im shamoya. Shamoya stands for Rashi Matrikun. Scramble it. Vidoseyem shoynois mikolam. The Yid has to have these achokas, and he said a beautiful word. The Imre Chaim, was by ze is shein by uns is mos. That's an akuda that he has to know. Right? It's forum is brought to the, I saw a fort from Chon Halpern. He brings a beautiful fort. Right? Chazal said, why was the mountain called Sinai? Shemishom yorda sinalu umazai. I was a little child. I learned that all my life. I learned pshat is that after the Eden got Torah and the unique and the Abish of Bachabon and Nikolam, the Goyim hate us. He's actually forget. Shemisham Yorda Sinas Olam. Once a Yid has Torah, he has to have Gedorim to hate Goyishkeit. Right? And he brings a vort from the Beis Yisrael. The Ger Rebbe Mohir the vort. Paul says Lo Yiro Becha. What's Lo Yiro Becha? Ever's Dover. Yiro could mean to see. Could also mean, as the Mishnah says in Ksuvis, Roya Aniyas Devi Adma. A Dover Erva should not be shamed by you. If you're living in a decadent, immoral, upside-down world of tumah, right? Anything connects your heart, your eid, should be mos anything which is of the other side. Okay, I have no time to elaborate. But let me just... I'm over time. Let me tell you one last word. If it's time to elaborate. Every age has its nisyonos. I really could speak for an hour on this subject. You know what it says? Mashkiach says somewhere, I can't remember where, somewhere in Emunah Zitecha, it's a vast multi-volume, right? America is Gimatria Po'oir. What? If you understand what that Avodizora of Po'oir, the Mugaiva and the Moisrus, you don't know what I'm talking about. With a hay at the end. I worked at Shaya. Right? I'll have to deal with this now. It's such a gewaltig word. America is the last, the Kabbalah from Chaim Volozhiner, that the last stage in the travels of Torah will be to America. From Europe, he said, before Mashiach comes, actually the story of the Divrei Chaim, that the Geula will come from America, various none of the Divrei Chaim said, the Rebbe Ber of Kamenitz said that from the Malbim. The last stage from America. Because America is the Iker Nisoyan, it's the sole superpower in a unipolar world, right? And the klippa, this is the klippa when people are involved in Moses, when the pa'oyer, by definition, chapoyer is atzmai, means that there's no boundaries, there's no lines of demarcation, there's no kedusha. And therefore, bal pa'oyer is gimachi ha'melech ha'mashiach. Because the opposite, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was buried where? Mul beis pa'ur, right? Therefore, pa'ur b'milua is gimachia nun shari tumah, which is gimachia moshe ishuliyim. The opposite, how do you bring geula? How do you bring Mashiach? dafka by gedorim, hagbola, siogim, right? Kedusha, that brings us to the, oh, I don't have time to elaborate, but the ultimate kedusha. I just leave you one. What is the end of this week's haftarah? Anyone remember? You all know it's a famous, only time anywhere in Tanakh we have a shloss mem in the middle of a word. And in Zecharia, you have the opposite. You have in Chaim. Chaim is Yushalayim Asher Heim Brutus. Heim, at the end of a word, not a shloss mem, it's an open mem. I spent hours. The kuda is that when there has to be a mechitzis, by four times mechitzis, you're actually a bris. When there is mechitzis in a Jew's life, there's boundaries, there's parameters, then the chumus Yushalayim are shloss mem, all four sides. Then you're zoichet to the mar bahamisra, which at the moment is fashlos. Odom, the Megal Mukha says, Odom stands for Odom Dovid Mashiach. Right? At the moment, the mem of Mashiach is closed. When Yidin will be closed, the Choymers Yushalayim, which now are Heim Prutzim, will be closed, right? Then the gates of Geula will be open to Kol Yisrael. So you end up with a lot.